Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com.
The Dish on the Satellite Deal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Since they started in the mid-90s, XM and Sirius have been duking it out something fierce. Apparently, they're ready to call the fight. Yesterday, the two satellite radio giants announced a merger of equals. But are they really equals? And is this good for the industry? More now from Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith.
Sure, XM has Bob Dylan, Oprah, and NASCAR, but rival Sirius has one serious advantage.
Stern really brought the mojo to Sirius.
That's Buzz Machine's Jeff Jarvis.
They had much better subscriber growth. They had all the potential, so they were in the stronger position to do this merger.
Still, Jarvis says the $13 billion merger is a good move for both companies.
XM's technology was better. They can share that. Sirius's growth was better. They can get rid of shared costs. They don't have to compete with each other to try to get the talent at a very high cost.
Jarvis expects steady growth for subscriber radio, especially as new cars get wired with satellite capability. But the airways aren't clear just yet. Antitrust problems may loom in the merger's future. The Federal Communications Commission has already signaled some resistance to the deal. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Warner Music and EMI have been talking about a merger for years, but that one could also face regulatory problems. Today, EMI said Warner has approached with yet another potential bid, but there's nothing on the table just yet. European plane maker Airbus was supposed to make a big restructuring announcement today, but that's been canceled. Our man in Europe, Stephen Beard, is on the line with us. Stephen, what happened?
Well, there are some big job cuts looming here. 10,000, possibly 12,000 jobs are going to go. But you've got four countries involved in the project: Germany, France, Spain, and Britain. And they simply could not agree as to which country would suffer which job cuts. The Germans in particular felt they were bearing the brunt of this restructuring and at the last minute said, "We're not signing up to it. We do not agree."
Any idea how they intend to resolve this problem?
No, they will continue wrangling. They're losing money, and the main problem is the Super Jumbo, the A380. They've hit major technical problems with it, and airlines that ordered this plane are demanding and getting compensation for Airbus. In addition to that, Airbus has to deal with a strong euro, which makes its planes much more expensive than Boeing's planes, which are sold in dollars. So Airbus really has got to make these big cuts, and they've got to start making them pretty soon.
I guess this all goes back to the original problem that Airbus has had, which was that France and Germany created this company together, and over the years they've had nationalistic issues to work with.
That is absolutely the problem at the heart of this company. This was a commercial organization run solely on commercial lines. They'd make a decision and they'd implement it fast. Commercial and industrial logic may dictate one course of action, but national pride may dictate another.
Okay, Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Our European correspondent, Stephen Beard, in London.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, online at kauffman.org. Sustainability coverage supported by Calvert, mutual funds, college savings, and retirement investments in companies committed to responsible environmental, social, and governance practices. Calvert.com.
It's Fat Tuesday, so the party in New Orleans is about to wrap up. It's been a good one this year. Almost all of the city's 30,000 hotel rooms were booked. But if you look past the parades, New Orleans is still a city fighting the odds. Last Mardi Gras, Marketplace's John Dimsdale reported on the struggles of a mom-and-pop grocery store. Today, he's back to give us an update.
On August 28, 2005, with Hurricane Katrina bearing down on the Gulf Coast, Benny and Karen Terranova locked up their neighborhood grocery store and left town. It would be 3 months before they were back open for business. They had to rebuild and restock their store without insurance. A little over a year later, Karen Terranova is philosophical about the financial consequences.
We were able to get an SBA loan, so I'll be paying that for many years to come, but that's life. Could have been worse. I can't complain. I really can't. We could have lost everything.
With many neighborhoods still abandoned, crime on the rise, insurance rates skyrocketing, the Terranova grocery store became an anchor for the community just north of downtown New Orleans. And the customers are back.
Business has been booming. We are very blessed.
More than before?
More than before. And I think it has to do with we opened up so quick and people realized that big supermarkets aren't all of that. And they told us they would stick by us, and they have. But you expected it to die, and it hasn't.
How much?
I could have people in line at Short, and the person behind it will pick up the tab. I mean, before the storm, people didn't look out for each other, but they really have, and it has continued.
Karen Terranova says some of her old customers have given up and left town. Poor schools, she says, have chased families away. And it's going to be a while before life returns to normal.
It could be a lot longer than we all would like to believe, but I think it'll come back. New Orleans are diehard people.
Businesses say it's been difficult to adapt to a city that's less than half its pre-Katrina size. Those that have, like the Terranova Grocery, say there's still plenty of financial opportunity if you know where to look. In New Orleans, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
I guess the government's had enough with the honor system when it comes to online sales tax. The Financial Times says the Bush administration wants eBay to report certain customers to the IRS, in particular, people who carry out more than 100 transactions a year worth at least $5,000. eBay plans to fight this. The Treasury estimates this could add $2 billion to the tax rolls. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.